Thanks, Bob. Thank you very much. How many of you have seen the new Ben-Hur movie? Okay. How many of you agree with me that it's better than the old one? Yeah. No, we got purist in here. Okay. Well, yeah, you don't have Charlton Heston, but it's well worth seeing, as Fred said, Paul said. Yeah, I think, honestly, I like it better because I think it's more authentic. It really shows what life was like in the day and age. And I don't know if you know the backstory, but the author of the book, he was a Civil War hero. After the war, he wrote this book and did a lot of research because he wanted to be very accurate in his representation of things. And through it all, he came to faith in Christ. It's an amazing story. And so it's not a true story, but it's what we might call historical fiction because it's based on true information. And so it's powerful. So anyway, enough of that. All right, so we often we have a little spot here to share on Communion Sunday. And this week, I invited Danielle Dawson to share with us. And so, Danielle, if you could come up, please. Danielle has spent some time in Australia, and I'm going to interview her just for a minute and then let her speak a few things. But Danielle went to a YWAM base in Australia. Danielle, which city was it? I'm not remembering. I'm sorry.
Newcastle.
And why did you choose to go? She's been through a DTS. How many of you have been through a YWAM DTS? We got a lot in here that have been through. Nobody? Come on, I know. We got some. Okay. John, didn't you go through DTS? Yeah, raise your hand, man. Don't be shy. All right. And we've got a lot more in the church who aren't here this morning, but we've had a lot of people involved with Youth with a Mission. And Danielle had been through a DTS, but she was going back to a school. And what was the school you were going to?
The School of Communications and Digital Influence.
Okay. And why did you choose, what was the reason you wanted to go there?
Because I want to be a better communicator in every sphere of society that God sends me to.
Very good. And how long was the school? I can't remember.
3 months.
3 months. Okay. So she's not going to give a monologue of the school. She's going to share what God deposited in her heart during that time. And I believe there are some significant things. So let's just pray for her. Lord, we just thank you for our dear sister, Danielle. We thank you for the opportunity you've given her to share what you've deposited in her heart. And Lord, may we all have receptive ears and receptive hearts to what you wish to say to us through these words this morning. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Randy. Guys, I have to say it's so good to be home again, honestly. Like, how good is God? Like, he just brings people back together no matter where they go, you know? It's like a boomerang, throws us out, and we come right back to where he sent us from. And I think that's something that's really amazing to have a home church that's so supportive. So also, thank you for everybody that supported me. You know who you are. I couldn't have gone on this trip without you, and I just really, really appreciate it. So guys, has anybody ever been to Australia besides me? A couple people. You guys know how beautiful it is out there, right? And give me 1 second, guys. I forgot to put my timer on. All right, there we go. Yeah, it's so beautiful. So if you haven't been but you want to be, you definitely should go out sometime. But it's just 24 hours, but it's a lot faster than going on a boat. So guys, my class had 6 students, including myself, and then 2 leaders. And each week we had a new teacher and another, like a different subject matter, which was really amazing. So because I learned so much, like Randy said, I'm not going to give you a monologue and make you fall asleep and start snoring. So I'm just going to share a couple of the things that God's placed on my heart. So how many of you love cleaning and would do it for fun? Can I see a raise of hands? Yeah, that was not me when I stepped foot in Australia. I absolutely hate cleaning. Absolutely hate it, but God, actually, I hated it until he put me in charge of cleaning the YWAM Newcastle's main training department building every week with 2 other girls, and I just had the worst mentality about it. I was really, like, every time I'd have to work for 2 hours, I'd show up and just be really kind of, like, battling in my heart, because, you know, you'd do the lunch cleanup, And then you'd see a little crumbs under the table and you're like, I am not cleaning that up. It's going to stay there. I'm not going to touch it. I'll get it tomorrow. I'll get it the next day after that. And around week six of cleaning, God started to teach me about stewardship. And it began to change my mind because I thought, if we don't clean it, it's not actually going to get done. And as simple as that truth is, it gave me a lot to think and ponder because it's important. And God has given each one of us in this room something to steward, something that he wants us to do well in. And if we don't get it done, it's not going to get done. And I think there's a cop out that many of us can have that says if we don't do what God's calling us to do, it's okay because he's going to rise somebody else up in our place and they're going to get it done. But that's not actually really true. God's given us something to do and it's really up to us to do it well and to get it done. Yeah. And then, I'm still learning about like transitioning and messages and stuff. I'm not there yet. So this is like a practice run. I'm not supposed to do it perfectly. But I've struggled with academic success for most of my life, and it honestly hasn't come easily to me. And as a result, I've always seen it as a deficit for what I have to bring to the table and offer the Lord. Do any of you ever feel like what you have to offer is too little, too insignificant, or too small? Because that was my mentality going into this school. Like, my mentality was that my too little was not enough for Jesus. My too little wasn't enough for him to do anything with me. But he had another mind, like idea in mind for me. And he was set out to change my mindset the first week in class. Because my teacher, Betty, she asked all of the students and myself, she said, what do you have to offer? What do you have to bring? And I was like, oh, gee, you know, I've got all this stuff to offer, but that one education thing that I thought was a deficit trumped everything else. And I was like, gee, I actually don't think my too little is enough. Honestly, I don't think I have anything to bring to the table. And then she shared Matthew 14, 15 through 21. It's the feeding of the 5,000. And it says, when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a deserted place and the hour is already late. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. But Jesus said to them, they do not have to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, bring them here to me. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed it and broke it and gave the loaves and the fish to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. My teacher Betty said to me, Danielle, stop saying that your too little is not enough for God. Because she said, I'll say what she said in a sec. But throughout this story, I can imagine that the disciples were saying, we don't have enough to give. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus, why in the world would you ask us to do something that is out of our ability? And he responds, give it to me and I will bless it, break it, and multiply what you have. And it's like, God was like, Danielle, do you get it yet? You're too little. If you give it to me like the disciples gave me those 5 loaves and 2 fish, I will present it to my Father and I will break it before. And I'll bless it first and then I'll break it. And it might be painful, but in the process of breaking it, it will be multiplied, you know? And I'm just like, woo, thank you, Jesus. Like, yeah. All right. And, you know, that's what Jesus tells all of us 2,000 years later. So whatever you have that you think is too little, too insignificant, too small, give it to Jesus and he's going to multiply it. I got the opportunity to stretch my too little mentality by giving or being asked to give public tours for this medical ship that was donated to YWAM Kona. And the Kona base prayed about who they wanted to give this ship to. And God told them that they should give it to Newcastle in Australia. So they hired a crew and they sailed 3 months on the 14,000 nautical miles journey through the Netherlands to Australia. And it's really incredible. And it's actually going to be going to PNG really soon as they gather more equipment and personnel and people to go on the outreach with them. But everyone who was giving tours had to practice walking through the ship, rehearsing the scripts, you know, because you don't want to sound really stupid when you're giving the public tours to the people. So when it was my turn, one of the leaders said, or saw, like, three older gentlemen, you know, just having a beer on the wharf, and they're like, hey, this girl's about to go through, my name, they're like, Danielle's about to go through the ship and practice giving a tour. Would you guys want to act like her practice group? And they're like, sure, sure. So they chug their beers and they put them down and they come aboard and I'm like, oh my gosh, why out of everybody did they pick actual like public people to be on board while I'm practicing? This is the worst. And then like my sweat drops just started going and I was so anxious. It was amazing because I felt like everyone, their eyes are on me like an eagle, listening to me intently. And I, as I stumbled through the script, and I have this thing where I apologize so much. So I was like apologizing as I was going through the script. Like I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't say this. I didn't say that. And I was just feeling really insecure, super insecure. But at the end of the tour, the gentleman was so touched by the information that I was giving, not the way I was presenting the information, but the information that was just solid truth of how the PNG people live without medical, care that's easily like accessible to them. Like they were the first people to donate to the ship, and it kickstarted that whole week, like 2 weeks of tours that were fundraising. And so I was just like, wow, God, you used my too little, my too small, my sweat drops rolling off my fingertips. And it wasn't about me. It was about what you're doing and that I'm just a vessel to accomplish what you want to do. And it's like that stewardship thing. It's that regardless of whether I have the means to do it, I'll still obey the Lord because that's what he's asking me to do. And I believe that's also what he asks a lot of us to do. And I just want to close by saying that every single person in this room was born for such a time as this. You're not a mistake. You never were. Even if your parents weren't expecting you, you still weren't a mistake because it says that God formed you in your mother's womb. So nobody's here by mistake. And if that's so, then that means that God's given every person in here something to steward that no one else can steward. And the question you have to ask yourself is if you're not stewarding it well and you're not doing it, then who is? Because it's the enemy's design to make you believe that someone else is doing it so that you you get a free pass. It's like when we keep on sinning and we say, it's okay, grace is going to cover me. But that's not always the case, you know? Grace will cover us, but it doesn't give us an excuse to keep on sinning like Paul says. You're the person for the job. So don't give up and keep your eyes fixed on the one that believes you can do it, because God's not going to call you to do it if he doesn't believe you can't do it. And even if you can't do it, you still got to do it. Because he's going to bless you and multiply what you have to offer. So if you give God your too little, the thing that you believe is too small for him to use, God will use it to change nations and bring them back to his kingdom if you let him. And that's it, guys. Thank you so much.
Very good. Danielle, before you sit down, why don't you pray for us, okay? And I would like to encourage each and every one of us, if there's something in your life, like she spoke about, that you think is too small, too insignificant, or God can't use it, just allow the Lord to bring that to your remembrance. And let's ask the Lord to bless it, to break it, and to multiply. Would you pray for us in that way? Okay, thank you.
God, I just thank you so much for the opportunity to just give a little bit of what you've taught me these last 3 months. And I just ask that as people are thinking right now of they're too little, they're too insignificant, and they're too small and not enough, God, that you would highlight every single area and that they would fully just be able to give it to you today, and that they would see the process, God, of you blessing it, of you breaking it, and you multiplying it, and they wouldn't be afraid to give it to you, God, and to do what you're calling them to do, because everybody in here has an incredible call in their lives, because they have breath in their lungs and a purpose. And so we just ask for your anointing to fall over everybody right now, Jesus. Anything that's a wall and that's keeping people from seeing, God, their value, what they have to offer, what they have to bring, their significance. And I ask that you would just tear that those lies down in Jesus' name. Every lie and everything that sets itself against the mind of Christ, we just ask that you would, even in myself, Lord, that it would come down right now. That it would come down like a redwood tree falling in California. And just thank you so much for this time, Jesus, and that you are Lord over all of our lives, and you do control the wind, and you do control the sea, and you give it boundaries so that God, that we can be safe and we can abide by your law and your authority. And so I just thank you so much, God, for that ability and that chance to submit to you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Danielle. Amen. And Danielle, thank you for coming back. Amen. Amen. Well, we want to begin to prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper, but